Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Moncrief on News Talk.
The name Daniel Florence O'Leary might be that familiar to you. He was originally from Cork and was a key figure in Venezuela achieving freedom from Spain, along with several other countries in South America. John Dolan is a writer from The Echo. Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Now, he was from quite a well-off family. Would that be the case?
Indeed he was, yeah. He was born in 1801, Daniel, and his father was a butter merchant, which was obviously the big trade in Cork City at the time, quite wealthy to do family he was from, which gave him the opportunity, I guess, to at that stage in his life, in the burgeoning middle class, to become an idealist and to become somebody who wanted to see the world and be an adventurer. And that's exactly what he did. As you say, it was funny because at the start of the year, Donald Trump portrays himself as the liberator of Venezuela. And this guy, 150 years after his death, he is the liberator of Venezuela as far as the people of Caracas are concerned. You know, he's an extraordinary legacy that he's left behind.
Yeah. Now, and he ended up there because he saw an advert in a local newspaper, and he was only, 16 or something at the time?
Yeah, he was 16 when he left, which is extraordinary when you think about it. But yeah, I mean, what was happening at the time, the South American countries were all trying to gain independence from Spain, and there was a man called Simon Bolivar who was the main instigator of all of those revolutions in South America. And Bolivar was looking for soldiers from Europe particularly, and he especially wanted Irish soldiers because they were well known as being great professional mercenaries. So there's actually an advert from 1820 in the Cork Merchant Chronicle, and this is the kind of advertising that Daniel O'Leary would have seen at that time. And in it, Bolivar is basically saying to Irish men, come and fight for us, come and fight for our independence from Spain, come and fight for the republics. Create these new nations with us, and you will be well rewarded, and you'll receive pay, and you'll have adventures, and you may get some booty after battles. So that was the theme of it. So it was almost looking for mercenaries. But I think with Daniel O'Leary, obviously he was well-to-do anyway, but I think there was much more to it. I think there was an idealism there, and he was driven by a desire to help these people in South America to free off the yoke of imperialism.
Yeah, and he also seemed to be an excellent soldier as well, so he rose quickly up the ranks.
Absolutely. You know, we don't know much about the first 16 years of his life. We do know that he was a great horseman because he joined the cavalry rather than the infantry. And he was well known for being a fabulous horseman at the time. So he must have learned that in Cork. He was also a great linguist. He learned Spanish straight away. He also learned Italian. At one time later in his life, he decided he wanted to go to Paris rather than London because he wanted to learn French. So you get that sense that this is a really kind of self-educated man. But yeah, he was a great soldier. I think that's why he's well known in Venezuela still today.
Yeah. Those skills with languages served him because Bolivar kind of sent him out back to Europe as an emissary at one point.
He did, yeah. Well, I mean, he fought alongside Bolivar in many, many battles all across. You mentioned that Bolivar is the father of Venezuela, Colombia, Peru, Ecuador, and Bolivia, which is named after him. And O'Leary was with him all the way at these battles and the victory parades. But yeah, later in life then, as O'Leary became a general, Bolivar sent him over to Britain and to Ireland to represent those South American countries. Bolivar wanted them to be seen on the world stage as being countries in their own right, and to do that, he knew that he needed representatives in all these major European capitals to push their cause, and that's exactly what O'Leary did later in life.
Yeah, and was he successful?
He was. I think, I mean, yeah, he was a great success. I mean, the fact that his He's buried in the National Monument of Caracas now in Venezuela. There's a square named after him there as well. And yeah, he's fated as being the great liberator alongside Bolivar himself. And yeah, he was a great success for sure. I mean, it's interesting, during the battles that he fought, I mean, this was in the era of guns and cannons from the Napoleonic Wars, but when he was fighting in South America, he was actually wounded by a saber on his head. He had a huge scar on his head for his whole life, O'Leary. And then he became a diplomat and he went to all these European capitals and represented South America. I think he had a great passion and idealism that drove him all his life. It's what I gleaned from him anyway.
Yeah, and did he marry Bolivar's niece? Was it, or there was a family connection there?
There was a connection to Bolivar. It was actually the daughter of a general, and this general ended up becoming a president of Venezuela as well. Huh. He had nine children with her, and he spent virtually his whole life in South America when he left at 16. We know he came back in the 1830s, and he came back, I think, in the 1850s for the final time, shortly before he died. And he met Daniel O'Connell in London, who the Irish liberator, meeting the Venezuelan liberator there briefly. And he came back to Cork at some stage, and he also donated some memorabilia, if you like, to Queen's College, which was UCC at the time. You know, there's records of him leaving behind collections of woods and minerals and birds that he collected from South America for the museum in Cork. So he kept his connections, but I mean, he basically spent the rest of his life from 16 up till his death in 1854, age 53. He was there virtually his whole life.
Yeah, and did he die from old age or you know, wasn't in battle or anything like that? That's the age, I assume.
Yeah, he died in the end. He was called apoplexy at the time, which was a fairly common ailment that people died of. So, I mean, he wasn't a young man, but he was, he was in his 50s. And he actually died. He was living in Bogota in Colombia when he died. So he was buried there. And then 28 years after his death, the people of Venezuela tapped on Colombia's shoulder and said, "Do you mind giving us the remains of Daniel O'Leary because we want to bury him in our national pantheon of remembrance?" He was so well known in Venezuela, particularly, and so his remains were transported to lie alongside Simon Bolivar's in Caracas, in the monument, which is still there and guarded 24 hours a day today as well.
Wow! Why do they guard it 24 hours a day? Is that just an honour?
I think we're talking about, it's like Westminster Abbey or Glasnevin, if you like. It's like this is the national monument of Venezuela. All the people of Venezuelans for the last few hundred years, politicians and writers and everybody who's famous, is buried there. So there's a permanent 24-hour armed guard all around these memorials and gravestones. But yeah, I mean, it's funny because if you ask someone in Caracas today, you know, do you know who Daniel O'Leary was? I imagine they would say, oh yeah. Whereas if you ask them in Barrack Street where he was born, someone walking down Barrack Street, they'd probably say, never heard of him.
Yeah, though there is a monument to him in Cork.
Yeah, now he is remembered. There is a kind of a plaque in Barrack Street which remembers the fact that the liberator of Venezuela was born there. And there's a bust. The Venezuelan government donated a bust to Cork City Council about 10 or 15 years ago, which you can see in Fitzgerald's Park. So there's a few reminders of him around the place, for sure. But he's certainly not a name that trips off the tongue down here, you know, even though he's so well-known sort of globally and in South America.
Yeah, and I assume there's probably a rake of O'Leary's living in Venezuela who are his descendants as well, which would be
interesting. Absolutely. He had nine children. And
yeah.
Many of them, as happened in those days, he was coming to Europe's capitals. So he got them good jobs in some of Europe's capitals. But some of them stayed there. And he still had family back in Cork as well. In fact, we know that he had ancestors, you know, fairly recently, because an ancestor of his wrote an article for us, you know, about 15, 20 years ago, remembering his life and his time. So, yeah, there's lots of old areas around the place in Cork and in Caracas, I dare say, who remember this man as being an ancestor.
Yeah, fascinating story. John, thanks very much for telling it to us. That was John Dolan there from The Echo in Cork.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers. Watch it work.